If you think you've heard every possible variation of Peter and the Wolf, just listen to this.
Did you hear of Boychick Pincus? How he opened wide the gate and hippity hopped over the sweet warm meadow.
That's Maurice Sendak, who wrote the libretto and narrates this klezmatic version of Sergei Prokofiev's classical standard. Sendak has renamed it Pincus and the Pig, and the music is provided by the Shirim Klezmer Orchestra. Prokofiev's original was meant to introduce young people to various instruments of the orchestra, but Sendak's revisioning of this piece adds a wild new dimension to the story by setting it in a Jewish shtetl that could have been right down the road from Peter's village in old Russia. Indeed, from the outset, Sendak stands Prokofiev's story on its ear, with all the narrative chutzpah of a master storyteller, who, like old-world grandfathers, can get away with almost every exclamatory flavor of embellishment. Here's how Sendak introduces one of the characters, the anxious little bird.
On the branch of a big old tree, a little birdie sat kvetching away. Oy vey, oy Gott in Himmel, the gate is open. Is Pincus looking to get killed again? Surely Chaza, a devil pig, and his gang of schmutzige vile schwine will patch poor Pincus into chopped liver.
And throughout, we find ourselves swept up in the traditional rhythms of Hasidic dances, Middle Eastern riffs, and Romanian horas, and in the sounds of Yiddish in all its emphatic, onomatopoetic energy. This is a dizzying and a delightful homage to a work that's been desperately in need of some new ingredients. Sendak and the Shirim have added them, and they don't spare the relish. So enjoy, Bubala, and to the creators of this incredible pastichala, Mazel Tov!